It is time for the weekly roundup. It is Friday, July 22nd, 2022. And I have something really special for you. This question came up today. It was actually yesterday in the Insomnia Mimicry program. A student asked, since my sleep pattern is so weird, should I continue to take naps during the day or try to just force myself through the exhaustion? They had been told that what they should do is just force themselves through the exhaustion. And as I was replying to the question, I realized it is intricate. It is really, really tricky. And I think the reply to this question can bring a lot of value to you, as I hope it did for the person who asked it. Now, before we do that, we're going to have our roundups, of course, and an announcement as well. Super excited about this one. Betul from Talking Insomnia, number 58, is joining the movement and becoming a sleep coach. I just interviewed her this week, and I'm so glad she's joining. She's taken the first one out of two slots. If you think that you would like to join the movement, join the NADA movement, and you know, spread the word and be part of developing our philosophy, then there is one more slot. And you can just head over to our website, check the banner up top, and that will guide you to how you can apply. I'd be super happy to talk to you if you choose to apply. Now, with that said, let us do our roundup here. Monday, we had Insomnia Insight number 466, where we talked about delegation. And delegation is truly what makes us sleep when we, for example, you know, we slept so well when we were traveling or next to our partner or when we took that medication or that supplement. Delegation is really key. And I recommend this one out of the videos from this week. The open class was also really good, but if I had to pick one, I would recommend that one. Tuesday, we had heard on number three when we talked about this theory of like how the waste products are cleared from sleep through the cerebrospinal fluid. If you've been worried about that, if you're worried about like the clearance of waste products during sleep, etc., then I think this heard online episode could be really helpful for you. Wednesday, we had Insomnia Open Class number 159, and maybe even more so than usual, there were so many of these like common questions in Wednesday's open class, including questions about the 30-minute rule. So I think it was a really valuable one. Okay, with that said, let us review our question today again, which was, since my sleep pattern is so weird, should I continue to take naps during the day or try to just force myself through the exhaustion? When I started answering this question, I really focused on the forcing oneself. You know, I think there's so much to see when we start, when we realize that we're using words like force myself, there's so much we can learn from that. So I started replying to this question with that in mind, but saw that, but on the other hand, like if our sleep pattern is really kind of erratic, don't we need to do something about that? Isn't that helpful to us? That, you know, from that came a really interesting reply that I want to share with you. And there's like four parts to it. One is talking a little bit about like forcing ourselves. Two is like talking about sleep drive and insomnia. Three is talking about structure and sleep windows. And four is a little bit paradoxical conclusion. So starting with number one here, I really think it helps to see that everything that we want, which is peaceful sleep, peace of mind, feeling like ourselves again, that all comes from the opposite of trying to force ourselves. That all comes from effortlessness. Someone who sleeps really well and doesn't struggle at all exerts no effort. So this leads us to see that when we find ourselves using words like, should I force myself? Or is it better to do this? Should I do this? Must I do this? Is it, you know, when we see that type of thinking within us, we can see that, aha, this is the type of problem solving oriented activity that actually is insomnia, that leads to the struggle, right? So that's the first thing I think it really helps to see when we have a question like the one we have. Now, the second one was, you know, people had told our student, the student that asked this question, that, you know, you should just force yourself through the exhaustion, just make sure you don't nap, right? Force yourself through it. And that is a common idea in traditional teaching. And the idea is that, okay, insomnia is a problem of sleep drive. You know, when we have an erratic sleep pattern or we sleep in and take naps and things like that, then we just don't have enough sleep drive at night. And we got to build that sleep drive and it will overpower any anxiety. And, you know, insomnia often in traditional teaching, particularly in CBTI, is thought of as like a sleep drive problem, which it really isn't. You know, anyone who struggles with sleep is, if anything, sleep deprived. There's no problem with sleep drive. It is, in fact, the hyper arousal, the fear of not sleeping. That is really what insomnia is all about. And I think it's just helpful to see that, because it takes us away from trying to force ourselves to have a strong sleep drive. Insomnia is not a sleep drive problem. In reality, insomnia comes from fear, from anxiety, which leads to effort, from trying to problem solve, and trying not to nap. So trying to keep oneself awake to build that sleep drive so that we can sleep again. This is, again, effort. This is like trying that leads us to more struggle. I think it really helps to see that insomnia is not a sleep drive problem. That's not where, you know, changing our sleep drive isn't what's going to lead us away from insomnia. Now, the third thing there is that having structure, I think, really can help. It can help us leave effort, you know, and this is where our way is very different from traditional CBTI, where, you know, we don't think of having a sleep window as a way to amplify, like really build up a strong sleep drive. We think of having at least timeless sleep window, having some structure. It can help us get away from effort, to try less, to abandon effort, to sort of, you know, be timeless and those type of things. For example, by not spending a lot of time in bed, right? By not sleeping in, by not napping too long, this is sort of a way to befriend wakefulness. This is a way to say, I don't need to chase sleep. It's okay to be awake. So you can see it's the opposite of effort. But, you know, there's still this question of structure there. Okay, and before we actually go there, when we spend, you know, a lot of time in bed, sleep or take a nap or sleep in, just because it feels nice, there's no effort. I just want to add that one too, because napping itself, I don't see as a problem at all. You know, if the intent is just, you know, then I feel better. Of course, common sense says if we sleep for like many, many hours during the day, we will sleep less at night. But maybe that's not a problem for someone, you know. If it is, then, you know, then common sense says if we sleep a little bit less during the day, you know, we will sleep more at night. But again, a 30-minute nap, a 45-minute nap, something like that, it has very little impact on sleep drive. And if it's just something that we do to feel well, we live a free life, then it's perfectly fine. There's no problem there. But, and here's the thing, like, I've said on one hand that whenever we think of forcing ourselves, that is problematic, that leads us to struggle. But on the other hand, I also said that having some structure, even if the idea with that structure is that we leave effort, you know, that sort of requires some type of action, right? It sort of requires us to do something. And isn't that in a way to use effort and use force? And this is what maybe, you know, made this tricky to answer, and what sort of like a simple question required a lot of like education and teaching. So what is the conclusion of all this? Well, I think understanding everything we talked about here is really the key, but it sort of leads to this. Sometimes a little bit of effort, a little bit of force maybe can help us arrive at a place of no effort and no force. And this is, it's tricky, but I hope, thanks to everything you talk about, that this will make a lot of sense for you, so that you can arrive where you want to be, which is that place of peaceful sleep, peace of mind, feeling like yourself again. And if that's something that sounds nice to you, and if perhaps you haven't really found a way to arrive there, and if you don't really feel understood, or that people around you, you know, can help you in a meaningful way, then you're very, very welcome to join us. Head over to the Sleep Coach School and join maybe our Insomnia Immunity Program, or join Bedtime, or schedule some time to talk to me or Coach Michelle. We love a chance to help you. With that said, I thank you for being here. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to having you back next week. Until then.